Ladies and gentlemen, my name is
Scott.
Hey, yo.
Is that his younger brother? It's gotta be
Jeff.
The cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
And you're listening to
all of the great action figures from our good friends at Hasbro.
The Fully Posable.
Have your own WrestleMania with all your favorite figures.
Wrestling figure.
He's sold separately from LJN.
Podcast.
And we are the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling.
Hey, welcome to episode 190 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast, longest running episodic wrestling figure podcast going today. Holy crap, that sounded like crap, dude.
Do you want to do a take two?
No, I don't want to do a take two. I am under the weather right now, so this is the way it's going to be.
That's as good as you're going to get, folks. Sorry.
Yeah, that came off horrible.
Yes, you are a bit under the weather. That's the best we're going to get, so we'll keep it moving.
Yes, I caught a cold in Chicago. I don't know how or where, but I did. Sitting alongside next to me is my real-life brother, not storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello. Did the cold perhaps, Jeff, come from CM Punk?
No, Punk looked fine. He was fine, dude.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, it could have been the airplane. It could have been Saturday being around everybody at StarCast. I don't know. Being out late, running off 7 hours sleep.
Not eating pizza.
You went straight for the jugular, didn't you?
Oh, I warned you before the show started. You were given fair warning. I warned you like 2 weeks ago, you better eat pizza. And what happened? I ask one thing.
I didn't have time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Getting that WrestleMania body ready, I see.
Dude, I was in Chicago literally for 34 hours, dude. Slept 7 of those. I didn't have time, dude.
34 hours is plenty of time to hit a steakhouse and at least 2 or 3 pizza places, especially with only 7 hours of sleep. There's no excuse.
Oh, dude, that trip was exhausting, but it was a lot of fun, man.
Can't wait to hear the stories.
You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, and the Book of Faces at Fully Posable, Instagram, Fully Posable, WFP. You can go back and listen to any of our past podcasts, any of them at all on fullyposablepodcast.com. Download that Podbean app if you're on the go. Stitcher, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Please write and review on iTunes. Like Scott, this week it comes in from BeardedGuy9. Is this you?
Maybe.
It says the peanut butter and it unfortunately cuts off. Gave us sweet 5 stars. The bearded guy, which I believe is Scott. Or it could be Barry.
Allegedly.
In a world where everyone has a podcast, Jeff and Scott are the cream that rises to the top. Their knowledge and passion for wrestling figures in the Fig Life community automatically makes them the best. Plus, they put my pretty face on a t-shirt. Westy. Oh, thanks, Westy. It was Westy from the Series 1 card back on the shirt that you are wearing right now, Scott.
Yes, I am wearing that shirt, proudly repping Westy as we speak. Thank you for the kind words, man. It truly means a lot to us.
Yeah, thank you very much, Westy. The peanut butter and jelly of podcasts.
I love it. I thought it was going to go peanut butter and banana, but peanut butter and jelly works way better.
Actually, right before we recorded, I just saw that ranch has taken over the number one condiment in the world over ketchup.
That's not too surprising, because when people started using it on pizza, that was pretty much game over for ketchup, because almost everybody uses it on pizza now. I know people in New York are like rolling over in their graves like, oh my gosh, no ranch on pizza. I agree personally. I don't do it. But when I saw people were using ranch on pizza, I'm like, yeah, that's game over for ketchup, dude.
Well, ranch goes with everything, dude. Ranch goes with pizza, in my opinion. I'll dip pizza and ranch any day of the week.
I'll dip a wrestling figure in ranch. I love it too, just not on my pizza.
You dip a wrestling figure in ranch?
Hey, do what you got to do.
Is little Jeff gonna dip Junkyard Dog's fingers in there and then chew them off?
Well, yeah. Yes, exactly. Your LJN's gently dipped into ranch and then chewed on.
Oh, that's disgusting. You can send us any audio questions, or anything else at all to fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. The listener segment is going to be pushed off to the next week. I am under the weather. I am baking over here, and it's not that hot over here, Scott, so we may have to cut the show a little short.
Don't jinx it. Every time we say, yeah, it's going to be a quick show this week, it ends up going Broadway and a half. So don't jinx it, dude. But yes, don't take offense, listeners. If you sent us something, rest assured we will get to it. It's just going to be next week instead of this week.
Scott Figure Friday comes in from Nerdy Collector at Nerdy Collector. He said, so this happened last night. There was a picture of Nerdy Collector with him and Jeff Hardy. He says, down to earth guy, super humble and chill. And he got his entrance great signed by Jeff Hardy. We always say Jeff Hardy has one of those beautiful, beautiful autographs.
He really does.
Nerdy Collector, congrats on getting Jeff Hardy's autograph. The best part about it is Jeff Hardy is smiling in the picture. He's got this big ear-to-ear grin. I love it, dude.
That's great. That's great. Just happy to meet his fans. That is awesome. And yeah, the signature alone makes it worth it, man. That is such a beautiful signature on a figure.
Scott, it was announced this past week, Toys That Made Us, November 15th.
Yeah, it's official. We've all literally been waiting on the edges of our seats. When is season 3 going to drop? When do we get to see our wrestling figure episode? It's coming, folks, and it's coming on November 15th. I cannot wait. I am super excited. Even if they didn't use our footage, Jeff, I am so looking forward to that episode. I can't wait to see what they've put together. Every episode they've done so far, all 8 of them, have been spectacular. I've loved them. I can't wait to see what they do with the wrestling figure episode. If we're in it, that's just the cherry on top. I'm just happy they're coming back for season 3. And they're coming back for season 3 on November 15th.
Yep, November 15th. It will be Wrestling, Power Rangers, My Little Pony, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I keep telling everybody, dude, I don't know if we're going to be in it for 5 seconds, 15 seconds.
Even if it's the end credits. Like, it doesn't matter. I'll just be happy. It's 100% the listeners getting us in there. They're the ones that did it. They made the push. Toys That Made Us contacted us because of you guys. So, yes, anywhere from 5 to 15 seconds, as long as we're in it, repping the Fig Life community, I'm a happy camper. And thank you guys again for that huge push that you made to get us on that show.
It's funny. I think back. I had a beard at that time, or at least I was trying to grow a beard.
The Beavis beard, where he shaved off parts of his body and pasted it on his face. You had the Beavis beard.
I did have a Beavis beard going. And I was like, oh man, that's already outdated. Now I know what happens when they do a wrestling figure and they scan it. And all of a sudden it's like the figure comes out 9 months later and the person's already changed character and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You're already an outdated action figure, dude. Well done.
Thanks. So November 15th, Toys That Made Us. Scott, did you do any toy spotting?
I did. I came up empty handed, Jeff. I went to Walmart and Target, came up dry at both. Unfortunately, nothing new to report, but I did get a text message, Jeff, from Tim, and you can follow Tim on Twitter at a chair shot. And it's kind of a cool story. I wanted to kind of share it with you guys just real quick. And here is what Tim sent me for his toy spotting story. Love it. Can't wait to share it with you guys. He said he went to Walmart with the Fig wife. He says, my wife is putting up with me like she normally does, and we go to the toy section and found 3 rocks, which I was trying to help some people on Twitter with, but all 3 boxes had damage. The guy that he was trying to hook up passed on them through Twitter, and he had previously asked the group if anyone needed a rock, and there were no takers, so he passed on them. Wife and he continued to do their shopping. They're wrapping up shopping. He's in the checkout lane, and his wife does some last-minute clothes hunting behind me in the women's area, which, if you're familiar at all with most Walmarts, right behind the registers are the women's clothing. So she's in there doing a little bit of shopping. I'm kind of zoning out when all of a sudden my wife approaches me and says, look what I found. Do you need this? I look down, and there in her hands is the red Ali figure, which I've never seen anywhere. She explains to me that she was looking through the racks at the clothes, and it fell and landed right on her foot. She looks down and there is a wrestling figure, which she realized was obviously a high job, a la the fully posable high job segment, and immediately brought it over. Fig hiders beware, our wives will find the figures in the women's clothing department. Had these rookies listened to the fully posable podcast, their red Ali might still be safe in the camping section. Instead, it came home with me thanks to my wife. A chair shot to the head.
That goes back to Brian Breaker and Travis Fowler talking about where they would hide their figures.
The timing of it was incredible. Like, we literally just had that episode and boom, a red Ali figure literally falls in Tim's wife's lap and they went home with it. So there you go. There are people hiding figures. They're not listening to our show. They're putting them in spots that we warned you guys on. So I guess they got to stick to the camping section or move them behind the TVs. But the women's clothing is a no-go anymore, especially if you go with the Fig Life wife.
Thank you, Tim, for sharing that story, man. Sometimes hiding spots aren't always hiding spots. Remember that.
Yeah, they're finding spots for other collectors.
My toy spotting came of the way of Chicago, Illinois.
You did it internationally.
I did. I went over the Rockies and then a few hundred yards east. We went to StarCast on Saturday, and it was cool. Got to meet up with Jeff at VerbalSos. We met up with him, met up with Steve from the PPW podcast. We actually hung out with him quite a bit on Saturday. Got to see Ray at BC Ray BC underscore Ray 27.
Oh, very cool. You hadn't seen him since Vegas.
I felt bad for him because he had went to the GCW show the night before. And apparently a lot of people went to that GCW show. And a lot of people were kind of messed up the next day. So that's why StarCast was a little light next morning.
Gotcha.
Yeah. There were some people missing in action, I'll tell you, because that show went late. But I got to hang out with Ray, and every time I hang out with Ray, it's awesome because he's got a new story to tell, and I love hearing his stories of either drunken shenanigans or...
Ah, man, after Squat's heart.
But anyways, we got in line for CM Punk right away in the morning, and we got in. Ray was standing right in front of us. He met up with one of his buddies that actually was right in front of us also. So we get up to CM Punk, and I don't know how, but somehow we got on the topic of football teams. And he looks at my hat, and I'm wearing a Buffalo Bills hat. And right as we're about to take the picture, he goes, "Oh, you're a Bills fan. I am so sorry."
Ouch.
Very slow and methodical. And I'm laughing. That's why I've got this big cheese grin going on in my picture with him. So anyways, I walk back and I go, "Well, I can't say anything about your teams, dude. Your Blackhawks have won numerous cups just recently." And he goes, "Yeah." I said, "Were you a fan of the 90s Blackhawks?" And he goes, "Oh, yeah." I said, "So like Eddie Belfour, Roenick?" And he goes, "Oh, man, those were my teams." And I was all, "Did you play NHL 94? Or no, excuse me. I said, "Did you play NHL 93? And he goes, "No, I played 94. And he goes, "I always used the Blackhawks." I was like, "I could never beat them when I was the Canadians."
Yep. Roenick was a beast, dude. And Belfour was just a wall.
And Chelios had that slap shot.
Exactly.
So Punk actually got engaged into the conversation. But the cool thing was, is Punk was so nice to everyone. Everybody kept asking me, like, they slid into the DMs. "Was Punk nice? Was Punk nice?" Punk was awesome. He was so nice to everyone. Got my bucket list knocked off. I met Punk and...
Very cool. Yeah, he's still on mine for sure, but I'm glad you had a good experience with him. From everything I was reading about that appearance, everybody's echoing exactly what you just said. He was in good spirits. He was really cordial with everyone. Super nice. I hope he does more of these things. You know, AEW is going to continue moving their train forward. So hopefully Punk gets on board and he's at more of these signings.
And the other thing is he looked great, man. He looked refreshed. He looked happy. He looked just genuinely happy to be there. So that was awesome. I did get my Elite Series 1 CM Punk signed in a blue paint pen.
Nice.
They had a standing table, kind of like what they did with Bailey when Bailey was out here for the Cricket Wireless signing.
Oh, right.
There was that standing table. We just set the figure down on there and he signed it. So we go downstairs into this like little basement, and down there they had belts, they had figures, they had more people signing. So like Flying Brian Jr. was walking around, Sergeant Slaughter was down there. I didn't know this, but Greg the Hammer Valentine was there.
Oh.
If I would have known that, I would have gotten one of those card cases signed.
You just need to start taking multiple with you, dude, just in case.
You know what? I thought that same exact thing as I was walking around.
Oh, that sucks.
I know. So anyways, walked down there and there was a lot of LJNs, like loose, pristine LJNs that people, they knew what they had. Like there was a Harley down there and the Harley was $60, but it had a little bit of paint missing, but it did have the crown.
Oh, did you come home with it?
I did not.
Okay.
There was a lot of Hasbros. I mean, there was just a lot of figures downstairs and it was great. I was kind of in my own home down there. So anyways, it was time to meet Mick Foley, because what they did is CM Punk was in the room, and then when he went to go do his panel, Mick Foley went in for his meet and greet time.
Okay.
So Celeste and I got into line to meet Mick Foley because we had a ticket for Mick Foley. And we were standing there and I looked and somebody opened up a door and they were walking out with a Scott Hall autograph. And I said, "Wait a second, I have a Scott Hall autograph I got to get." And Celeste goes, "Well, why don't you go get the Scott Hall autograph? And then I'll just wait here in line." And I was like, "Oh, okay, cool." So I go in put the ticket down and I get in the line for Scott Hall. And what they did is they got this Hyatt Regency ladder. And it's kind of cool. You got to climb the ladder and then Hall would hold the IC belt with you.
Oh, that's awesome.
I thought that was a great touch. I thought that was awesome. I get up there and I have one of those card cases that I'm going to get signed by Scott Hall. And I take the card case and I sit it down and the guy goes, "Card case, huh?" And I go, "Yep." He goes, "Haven't seen one of those in a long time." This is Scott Hall's handler, I should say. Okay. So Scott Hall grabs the paint pen and he signs Scott Hall on us on one side. And I said, "Yeah, I put the Hasbros in there." So I take the Hasbro and I put it in, and it's a way to show off an autograph plus the figure inside. And Scott Hall goes, "Oh, wait a sec, you put your Hasbros in here?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Oh, if I would have known that, I would have signed Razor." And I said, "Oh, it's okay, man." And he goes, "No, hold on." And he flips the card case over and signs Razor on the other side. So I technically got a Scott Hall and a Razor autograph.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
Dude, I was blown away. I thought it was fantastic. So if you saw the picture, you kind of saw an autograph on each side. That's what happened with Razor, is he took the card case after signing Scott Hall and flipped it over and signed Razor.
Oh, that's so cool that he did that.
Dude, I was so impressed. I didn't think he was going to. I thought like one autograph, you know, boom, take the picture, scram, kid, you know, that type of deal. But no,
right?
He was awesome, dude. And he signed Razor on the other side. So that is the Razor story. And then I got the picture, got to climb the ladder. I was all, "Damn, dude, you're getting a leg workout today." He goes, "Chico, my quads are getting the workout today."
Good for him, man. It's good to see him out and about. That's awesome.
It was a lot of fun, dude. That was one of the highlights. So we get in line for Mick Foley, and we finally get around the room and we get up to the front of meeting Mick Foley. And I had decided that I was going to get his retro sign in a pink paint pen. So I set down the pink paint pen on top of the retro. We get on each side, Celeste and myself get on each side of Mick Foley, and they snap the picture. Mick Foley takes my pink paint pen, puts it into his pile, takes his own blue paint pen, and signs Mick Foley over it.
Oh, man.
And I was like, okay, well, the blue still looks good, but he was going to keep my pink paint pen. I was like, oh, if you're not going to use the pink, then I'll just take my pink paint pen back. But here's the cool part. He had this, I would say like an 11 by 17 photo of each one of his characters. So it was Mankind, Cactus Jack, and Dude Love. It was already signed in a paint pen for each character. What he did was, is he goes, "Who can I make this photo out to?" And I already gotten my retro signed and it said to Jeff and he put two Fs. And I was like, oh crap, I forgot to tell him one F.
Oops.
Anyways. So he goes, "Who can I make this one out to?" And he was talking about his Three Faces of Foley. And I was like, "To Celeste." And he goes, "Okay." And so he grabs a paint pen and he signs "To Celeste." So she got this awesome, awesome 11 by 17 photo of the Three Faces of Foley.
That's very cool.
Dude, it came out so good. Like, this Three Faces of Foley picture is so good, dude. I was like, oh, I kind of wish I said Jeff, you know, but
yeah,
she doesn't need one. I do.
Oh, that's awesome. So are you going to get it framed?
Yes, we are going to get that framed.
Nice.
So after that, we were all done at StarCast. We didn't have much. I didn't have any more card holders for Greg Valentine to sign, but we went down and we said hi to Marty and Sarah. They had out their picture that they had done by Jason Wolf.
Uh-huh.
They had that out. And they were selling that for $10. I went down there and I purchased one because I'm going to get it signed. But I asked them to sign it over their characters in the picture.
Very, very cool. That's awesome. I'm happy you got to see them. They are the nicest people.
Hands down, the nicest people. I say it every week, like Marty and you say it too, Scott. Marty and Sarah are the nicest people in the world. And they really are. That's like whenever you see them in a Chicago or if you see them wherever they may be, go get an autograph or help support them because they're just the nicest people in the world, literally. And here's the cool part. They got me some paint pens, dude.
They got you paint pens?
They did. They
That's
did.
That's so great.
I know, dude. They know my gimmick, so they got me paint pens. I was like, this is awesome. Thank you, guys. I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, that's hella nice.
So here's the funny part, dude. So we're talking to Sarah, and Sarah goes, there's a booth over in the corner where they have apparel for your cats, Daryl. You know the stuffed animals, Daryl?
Yes, yes.
So Celeste and I run over there, and we see that they have LIJ hats and Kota Ibushi trunks and other apparel for stuffed animal Daryls.
Apparel for Daryl.
That's what it's called. It's called Daryl apparel.
Oh my goodness.
So Celeste and I were like, we have to get some of this because this is so awesome. And we wanted to support the people because they were so nice. And we're like, we're going to get some of this apparel. So we did get some apparel.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
Dude, it is awesome. We got a couple LIJ hats for the Daryls that we have on our bed.
So it's almost like an impromptu Build-A-Bear.
Dude, yes. Yes, it is. Exactly.
That's hilarious.
So anyways, we did get some Daryl apparel. I walked around the room. We went back to the booth that had LJNs, and they had some loose LJNs in their little bucket. And I'm looking through, and they had a classy Freddie Blassie for $15.
Cane or no cane?
It had the cane.
Oh.
It had Blassie had a little scuff on the derriere and a little scuff in the hair and two little spots missing around the stomach area. It just little small minuscule spots missing. So I had to pick up the classy Freddie Blassie because it had the cane and very little wear and tear on it.
Nice.
So I picked up the Blassie for $15. They did have Warrior. They had Harley, as I said. They had a ton of LJNs, dude.
White Shirt Hogan?
No.
Interesting. Well, I guess you're going to have to just next month pony up.
Oh, yeah. We got to go back to San Jose, huh?
Yeah. It's that first weekend in October. I, in fact, got a flyer in the mail yesterday reminding me of the show. They actually sent a mailer out. So, yeah, dude, we're going to be there that Saturday. So start saving your dimes and pennies, dude. That LJN's coming home.
All right. I will. So that was it for StarCast. We didn't do much around there. They did have FTC figures down there.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So we went and got some food that was not pizza. I'm sorry, Scott. We got Tex-Mex.
Oh my gosh. Who goes to Chicago and is like, hey guys, you know what sounds good here in Chicago? Tex-Mex. You know who, Jeff? Nobody. That's who.
Well, this place was packed, so a lot of people did. What?
I can't even with you today, Jeff.
You don't have the patience with me today, do you?
Zero. Less than zero. 0.0.
So anyways, went back to the room. Steve was in the line. Steve from the PPW podcast was in the line to meet up CM Punk. He said the room took forever to get around the room that Punk was in. Also, I got to meet Steve's PPW podcast partner, Eric. It was great meeting him, dude. I was like, oh, I finally get to meet you. I was kind of stoked to meet Eric. So that was cool. I got to meet Eric at StarCast. I was just so excited to meet everybody and see everyone, you know, there and stuff.
Did you get to see Eric and Barry from the DTF?
I will get that in a second. So
okay.
So Steve said that he was in a ride. He wanted to ride over to All Out with us. And so, you know, save on parking and stuff. So
of course.
So we went. Steve came to the hotel, picked us up. On the way to All Out, we were super early. We got a bang. Then
like, no pizza again?
No pizza just, again. Just sorry, dude.
Okay.
But I did go to my first Five and Below.
Oh, yes. How was that?
It's a cool little store, but there were no retros, no figures, no nothing.
They're very well cleaned out of those at this point. It's not a big secret anymore.
Yeah. Not living that gimmick anymore.
Right.
So then we went to All Out. There at All Out, I did meet up with Eric. Unfortunately, I did not get to meet Barry, but I did get to meet Eric, and we talked for a little bit. Then we all kind of went to our seats, and then afterwards, we all went out. We went to this place called Rookies. Really good food. It's Rookies Pub. There, I got to hang out with my buddy Fred and his wife Laura. Ryan Cierney, we got to meet up with Steve from the PPW podcast was there, and then Eric also showed up. And it was kind of cool because, like, it was just kind of cool hanging out with everybody, you know, after the show and getting to see people that you don't get to see all the time, and you're able to hang out. Even though it was for like a couple hours, it was still cool having that camaraderie with everyone and just kind of being able to kick it. And it was a lot of fun. As I keep saying, we were there for 34 hours, but it was so much fun because of being able to see everybody and be around everybody. So that made the trip for me. What didn't make the trip is the next morning, running off 3 hours sleep and being rushed through TSA and then dropping the laptop.
Brutal. Just brutal.
But it was worth it, dude. I mean, I know I'm hoarse right now and I'm not feeling the best, but it was worth it. It was a lot of fun, dude.
That's great. I'm glad you guys had a blast.
Thanks, man. And it was worth it. I look forward to seeing everyone again, dude, being able to hang out just like we did Saturday night. So, Scott, that rounds out the toy spotting slash trip to Chicago. It is time for the news, and we got a little bit of news. We got a lengthy bit of news. So what do you say we jump into it?
Let's talk about it.
You didn't know?
Scott, and what was probably the biggest news this past week, Storm Collectible showed off or unveiled that they are going to be coming out by the end of this year, Jushin Thunder Liger figure. It's going to be 7-inch. Fully posable. Thank you, guys. We appreciate that. Action figure. Storm is planning to manufacture and distribute the figures worldwide before the end of the year. How big was that news?
This figure is going to be hotter, Jeff, than the Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich. Guaranteed.
That was so last week, Scott.
I'm surprised it took us 2 weeks to actually get that reference into the show. I have yet to try one, by the way, too, because you can't get your hands on one. That's how hot this Jushin Liger figure is going to be. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait to see the job that they do. We all know and love the Hogans that Storm produces. Well, most of us love the Hogans that Storm produces. Now they're getting their hands on Jushin Thunder Liger to be able to produce a figure. I cannot wait to see how awesome this thing is when they finally drop it.
I know. I can't wait to see this figure, dude. I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Seriously, by year's end, dude, I'm going to be asking for this for Christmas. This is going to be on my Christmas wish list.
Absolutely. 100%. I can't wait to get one, at least one, open it up, and just look at the detail that Storm puts into all of their figures. We can safely assume this thing is going to be between $25 and $35. But man, what a treat for us wrestling figure collectors. Like, it literally came out of nowhere like an RKO. Just, oh, by the way, guys, we're Storm and we're going to bring out a Jushin Liger figure. Like, what? Are you kidding? Like, this was amazing news. It was like a great surprise this week, and blessed. I mean, that's all I could say. Just hashtag blessed. Like, are you kidding? On top of all the other cool stuff that we're getting, like, now we're going to get a Jushin Liger figure as well. Thank you, Storm.
I'm amazed this is even going down. Like, I did not expect a Jushin Thunder Liger figure from Storm.
What a treat. This literally came out of nowhere. Like, nobody had any advanced warning on this thing. All of a sudden, it was just like, boom, here's a picture of Liger, and Storm is making a figure of him. It was like, what? Just what a surprise. What a treat. Man, 2019 rules.
2019, being a wrestling figure collector, this is amazing, dude. There's so much going on. It's like hitting you from every end, dude.
Yeah, every week we level up. Like, the news just keeps getting better.
I know. It's like the news the past 2 months has just gone off the rails, dude.
Oh, it's incredible.
So do you think they're going to have different masks? Or, I mean, I'm trying to think of like how this is going to look.
Well, knowing Storm's MO, they're all about the accessories. We addressed that last week when we did the main event with the Sting Defining Moments and the Storm Collectibles Hogan. They're known for their accessories, alternate heads, alternate hands, a display base, which a display base for this Liger should just be amazing. I can't wait to see the job they do on that. It's not out of the realm of possibility. You get a different mask. You get a set of hands, like I mentioned, the base, and who knows what else is going to come with them, but I mean, the cape as well. This thing is just going to be amazing. I'm already like stating it's going to be a top 10 figure in 2019. I haven't even seen it yet, but I think it's very safe to say that's going to be on the list for 2019 in your top 10.
Scott, FTC news, what you got?
Yes, Jeff, this week, Brian Pillman Jr., I don't know if he jumped the gun or was given permission to just show it, but Brian Pillman Jr. Instagrammed his grayed out head sculpt that FTC is working on a figure of his. So Brian Pillman Jr. was like, boom, here's the head sculpt. It's outstanding. Like, as soon as I saw it, I didn't even know who had posted the picture, but I immediately knew it was Pillman Jr. It's incredible. Chris did want to share, FTC has 100 figures in the pipeline right now, and about half of that number is wrestling. We got to be patient. They're for sure coming. And by the day of the next ROH pay-per-view, which is going to be later this month, Jeff, we should see who else is approved for the new ROH series. So we've got to stay tuned to FTC. There's more names coming. Talent like Brian Pillman Jr. is sharing out great out head sculpts. of stuff that's already been produced, which we didn't even know that was happening. Pillman just shared it out, which is a huge treat. But yeah, definitely keep your eyes to FTC. Stay tuned to what they're doing because they've got some names coming down the pipe.
I know. Half of that is wrestling. That's insane, dude. I mean, that's just a laundry list of names. I can't wait for those.
Yeah, it's just more proof that this is a great time to be a wrestling figure collector.
I know, dude. We haven't even touched Mattel, and we're not going to touch Mattel on the news, dude, because this is all other companies. It's Storm. It's FTC. And then, in another shocking bit of news, MJF and Joey Janela showed off their 3D renderings. They were getting scanned in Chicago by Gentle Giant. Now, who's Gentle Giant? Gentle Giant is a 3D scanning imaging who also is notorious for doing scanning and imaging for Star Wars. And Scott, who does Star Wars figures?
That would be Hasbro, sir.
Jericho said on his pod he didn't know if it was for figures or for video games. Doesn't mean that Gentle Giant was scanning on behalf of Hasbro, but let's wait and see till the official announcement.
Yeah, I'm definitely leaning towards they were scanning for action figures. Gentle Giant, as most of us know, did the scanning for Jax back in the day when Jax introduced their real scan, which, in my opinion, completely changed their game. They got so many levels better when they had their real scan technology come into effect. It was mind-blowing at the time when you went from the Bone Crunchers to the real scan. You weren't even looking at the same figures anymore. They definitely upped their game. Gentle Giant does incredible work. Now they're scanning for AEW. We know that Gentle Giant does do the Star Wars scans for Hasbro. Not saying that Hasbro is using Gentle Giant for AEW. So it's all just wild, rampant speculation right now, but you can start to kind of put pieces to the puzzle together to try to get an idea of where AEW is going. I would imagine within the next month or two, there's going to be some news breaking about who has that AEW license for the wrestling figures.
I'm going to start sounding like you, dude. 2019 is insane right now, dude.
Oh, it's goofy.
Everything we're getting from Master Republic and Boss Fight Studio doing the Lucha Legends, from Super 7 doing New Japan, FTC having 50 figures being thrown at us, Mattel and what they're doing. It's great. Holy crap, this is amazing, dude. Like, right now, my money is being allotted to different people now. It's not just going to be thrown at Mattel to buy some random Mattel or Elite figure that maybe I didn't want, and then I was like, oh, it's right here, I'll get it. Now it's like, okay, I definitely don't want that figure because that money is being saved for something else.
Yeah. Yeah. Our wrestling figure budget used to be pretty simple. Put X aside for Mattel. Now the game's not that easy. Your budget is getting broken up almost 7 or 8 different ways. And good luck, guys. And again, I'll touch on something that we talked about a couple weeks ago with the difficulties of budgeting your money for figures. Maybe you start looking at your figures hanging up on the wall or your loose collection laying around on the shelves. Maybe it's time to start parting with ones that you don't really care about anymore. Build that figure budget up so you can devote it to other lines now. Because with all these new players in the game, we've often talked about the variety that's in wrestling. Now we have that variety with wrestling figures and we're super blessed for it. But maybe it's time to start looking up on the wall or on the shelf and maybe selling off some of those old figures you don't care about anymore. Because there's a lot more wrestling figures out there over the next 6 months to a year that you're going to want, maybe more than something that you already have. So it's just another way to build up your budget.
That's tough to do. I can't sell off any other figures, you know?
You can't even open your figures. We're talking to the wrong person here.
Oh, so you weren't talking to me then?
Not really you. Not really you. You have 7 of one figure and you have difficulty opening one of them. You're not my target audience with that conversation.
Hey, I did open one, and that figure is no longer with me.
Really?
Yes. Actually, I purchased 7. Some people did hit me up. I am down to 3 carded now.
Ah, plus your loose one.
No, I don't have my loose one anymore.
Wait, what happened to your loose one?
That went to a very special person.
Oh, your dog didn't eat it, did he?
No. And it's okay. Not some chick I'm trying to pick up on.
Oh, whoa. Just kidding, Celeste.
Just kidding. Oh, yeah. Just kidding.
Yeah, I'll cover for you on that one. Well done, dude.
What girl would want a diesel retro? I mean, like, really?
The coolest one?
No, it did not go to a female that wanted a diesel retro.
Well, okay. What's going to happen when you want to go get that signed? Are you going to get them signed on the card, or are you going to open another one and have a card case?
Nope, so getting it signed on the card, because I'm enjoying getting these retros signed on the card.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, you did it with Goldberg. Yep. You did it with Mick Foley.
Yep, and I have many more to go. And actually, Colossus Nick on Twitter is actually the one that's gotten me hooked on these. I actually like getting these signs because now I have Zolo World's protective cases.
Ah, gotcha.
And so now the autograph is protected, and I'll just throw it right back in the case. So I'm digging these, dude. I like getting these signed. I'm with Colossus Nick on this one.
Very cool. So the card cases are going to be strictly limited to the Hasbros.
Yes. Yes, gotcha. They are. All right. That's it for the news, Scott. We went a little long on that one. But, I mean, it's so exciting. It was three big pieces of news. It was only three things, but, I mean, it was big pieces of news that just hit us out of nowhere.
Yeah, three different companies and giving us huge news. Man, what a time to be alive and be a wrestling figure collector. 2019's incredible.
Don't steal my gimmick. I just said that earlier.
Well, I know. I'm just copying you.
Actually, I copy you because you say it every week.
You're welcome.
Scott, we are bringing back the nostalgia segment, but this nostalgia goes back to 2010, only 9 years ago. I say that now, and I look back at 9 years ago, and a lot changed in 9 years.
A lot has changed in 9 years, but without tipping our hand too much, maybe hit the music. I came to play. There's a price to pay.
Tough for you to get down on your knees. Scott, we are bringing back the nostalgia segment. Why don't you hit it up?
Nostalgia, Jeff, this week. I think a lot of us don't realize it. Maybe some of us do, but some of us, most of us, I think, don't really think about it. But Mattel, in January, is going to have had the WWE license for 10 years. 10 years. And you were just saying a lot has changed in the 9 years since they've had it, Jeff. You're absolutely right. But Mattel's coming up on 10 years with their WWE license, and I figured... we haven't done the nostalgia in a while. The last time around, we were talking Jack's Bone Crunchers. So why not bring Mattel into the fold? So this will be our first nostalgia segment for Mattel. And which line did we choose? We went with one that is defunct, that almost every one of us miss, and that is the beloved Mattel Legends series. And here's a little bit of info on the Legends line. It debuted in the summer of 2010. All figures were in elite format. The packaging was a card with a bubble front, featured a drawing of the featured legend on the front and the back featured the rest of the wrestlers that were in that specific series. All in all, with the Legends line, there were six series, along with a series of two packs, one series of two packs that were Toys R Us exclusives. There was a Hall of Fame series, one ringside exclusive, and towards the end of the life of the Legends line, it went online only to Matty Collector. There is our reference for the week, Jeff.
Yes, and we miss you, Matty.
Oh, big time. And Matty Collector featured single figures and a tag team, and those were released on average about bi-monthly. And the line ran from 2010 up until around 2012. And then sadly, Jeff, faded off into the sunset. But... not all was lost, because when the Legends line was discontinued, Mattel began their format, which still runs today, of incorporating their Legend figures into their Elite line.
Scott, when you saw that Mattel was going to be introducing a Legends line like this, obviously the first thing that I thought of was the Jax Classic series.
Yes.
What was your initial thoughts?
No, it was exactly the same. So they're saying that they're going to do a Legends line. You immediately think, okay, Jax did this too with the Classic Superstars. And that was really exciting because your mind starts to race. Who are we going to get? You know, who are they going to offer us that we haven't seen before? And man, did Mattel step up. They gave us our first Ricky Steamboat in years. We didn't get one with Jax, but Mattel gave us a Ricky Steamboat. We got a Macho Man. And that was Mattel's big trump card, I think, was throwing those two guys in. Because Jax didn't do them, but Mattel could. And they absolutely did not disappoint. Because your mind starts racing. And really, like, aside from Owen Hart, I can't think of many big names that didn't make it into the Legends assortment, because a lot of people were always clamoring for Jax to do a Macho Man or a Ricky Steamboat. They did not. But Mattel stepped up and said, we got this. And to me, those were two huge gets that made the Legends series.
I was shocked by the series one when they announced that they were going to be doing the Mattel Legends line, Scott, because, and this will be a spoiler alert, we hadn't had a Ricky Steamboat, and spoiler alert, Ricky Steamboat was in series one, but we hadn't had a Ricky Steamboat since Figures Toy Company did one in their Legends of Wrestling line, which it, back, was it back in the 2000s around there, 99s, 2000s?
Yeah, I believe it was early 2000s, and before that, Jeff, would have been the Ricky Steamboat Hasbro.
Yeah, that would have been it. So when right out of the shoot on this Legends line, they were going to do Ricky Steamboat Mattel figure. Dude, I started going bonkers. I was like, this is great. This is absolutely great that we're getting another Ricky Steamboat figure.
Yeah, he was one of my most wanted in the classic superstars. So I was super pumped like you were, Jeff, to see that he was right out of the shoot, series one, boom, Ricky Steamboat.
And it didn't disappoint. It was a little smaller in scale. I wish it was just a little bit bigger in scale, but it was actually, it was a good figure. It made up for time lost.
Agree. And I'll be perfectly honest. I would have preferred to have his Elite Flashback figure be that Legends figure.
Yes.
But the fact that we hadn't had a Steamboat since FTC did one in the early 2000s, I wasn't going to complain. The figure I thought was just incredible. I was so happy to finally have a Ricky Steamboat figure hanging up on the wall. And I actually, and I think you did too, got this figure signed at Atlanta in 2011.
Yeah, I have it signed in Sharpie.
Yeah, me too. It was before we knew the blessings of paint pens.
So Scott, we've already announced Ricky Steamboat. Why don't you announce who else is in this line?
Yes, sir. Mattel Legends Series 1 consisted of Stone Cold Steve Austin, and he had a black vest on and was packaged with an Austin 316 shirt. The aforementioned Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, and he was in his red jacket with the black tie, and he came with a Komodo dragon. We had Dusty Rhodes, and he was wearing a polka dot shirt and his polka dot headband. So this would have been late 80s, early 90s WWF Dusty Rhodes in the polka dots. We had Sergeant Slaughter, and he was packaged with sunglasses, his hat, and a whistle that was on a lanyard. And this was early to mid 80s Sarge, as he was in blue tights and a white tank top. And last but certainly not least, Hawk and Animal. And they had black gauntlets, black shoulder pads with spikes, and black tights, which means this was not Legion of Doom Hawk and Animal. This was like mid 80s AWA, NWA Hawk and Animal, the Road Warriors. And that rounds out Mattel Legends Series 1.
So we talked about Ricky Steamboat. Talk about the Hawk and Animal, Scott, when you heard about those.
You know me. The Legion of Doom is my absolute 100% favorite tag team ever of all time. I grew up watching these guys, was blown away with the face paint, the muscles, the fact that they'd run in, job guys out every week, just destroying fools. Hands down, my favorite tag team ever. So when I saw them being included in Series 1, I knew right away I got to have at least one set of these, which sure enough, hanging up on my wall is a set of LOD Legends. They remain some of my favorite figures of all time. We didn't get, Remco gave us Road Warriors. Jax Classic Superstars gave us half of the Road Warriors, but everything else has pretty much been Legion of Doom. So the fact that Mattel, again, just blowing it out of the water on Series 1 was like, here, Road Warriors, Hawk and Animal. I was blown away. I was so happy. And then on top of that, I got Ricky Steamboat, the cherries on top, Austin, Sergeant Slaughter, Dusty Rhodes. The only thing that could have made this line better would be if Dusty was the Elite 63 Dusty. I think that would have made this one of the strongest series ever in the history of wrestling figures. But the fact that it's polka dot Dusty Rhodes, I still love it, but I love that NWA Dusty a little bit more. So, but this line, still those six names, just incredible. I absolutely adore Mattel Legends and Series 1 specifically.
Which one of these did you get?
So out of these, I have half of the line. I have Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, and that one, as mentioned earlier, I got signed in Atlanta in 2011. for WrestleMania 27. I got the Ricky Steamboat, and I do have Hawk and Animal, and those are the three out of series one that I have.
I don't know about you, but I totally regret not getting Slaughter and Dusty. And I saw them on the pegs too, and I made the mistake of passing on it because I was stubborn. I was like, I don't like the Dusty because they put him in the polka dots. If they would have made Elite 63,
yes,
Dusty in the Legends.
Oh, easy purchase.
It would have been an easy purchase. But when they put him in the polka dots, I was like, easy pass.
Yeah.
Now I look back and I was like, crap, I had numerous opportunities because they came out with that Hall of Fame line.
Yes.
It was similar to Elite's Legends Series 1. They did Ricky, they did Austin, they did Slaughter, they did Dusty. So I was like, oh, I could get him again. And I was like, nope, I don't like the Dusty. I have so many Austin figures. I don't need another Austin. And Slaughter, he looks cool, but I don't have the money for him right now. So that's why I passed on those. But I made sure to get two sets of Road Warriors and two Ricky the Dragon Steamboats, one to open, one to keep in the package.
Yes, and this was back when you still did not have... You had some reservations about opening figures, but you weren't like 100% opposed to it.
Exactly.
And every time I come over your house, I make sure I go look at your loose figures, and I always have to check out the Road Warriors and the Ricky Steamboat because I left them MOC. I didn't buy a duplicate set to open like you did. So I always come over and I admire them out of the package. And man, those Road Warriors figures are so good. We just, everything we got was Legion of Doom. Traditionally, it's the red and black LOD. But to get Road Warriors, and Jax brought us so close in their Classic Superstars line, they released that amazing Hawk figure that was just perfect and screamed mid-80s Road Warriors, but we never got the Animal to complete it. It's just another chapter in the story of not completing your tag team sets. Drives me nuts. Might be an OCD thing, I don't know, but it drives me crazy. So the fact that Mattel was like, look, let's right this wrong. Here are your Road Warriors, Hawk and Animal. Absolutely incredible. Series one is just awesome.
I think they realized, like, you know what? Jax never made this set of Road Warriors. They never made the Road Warriors on that you would see on NWA TV and or TBS at 6:05. And I think Mattel was like, okay, let's go ahead and make those figures because, like you said, they were so close in the Jax Classic line. And I think Mattel was like, okay, let's go ahead and give it to the fans what yes. they've been wanting.
Yeah, it was like they had righted two wrongs from the Classic Superstars line right away in Series 1. No Ricky Steamboat in Classic Superstars? No problem. Here he is in Series 1. No complete Road Warriors set from Jax Classic Superstars? No problem. Here are your Road Warriors in Season 1, or Series 1. So just an absolutely incredible assortment in Series 1. I love it. We'll talk about Series 2 next week. But it might feel a little early to start talking about Mattel and the nostalgia line, but when you look in the fact that they're 10 years old, it's not that early because now they're officially the second longest license holder of the WWE wrestling figure license, right? They're right behind Jax. Jax went about 14 years. Mattel's yep. right there at 10. Hasbro only went, what, 4 or 5 years? LJN, 4 or 5 years? So really, Mattel being the second longest license holder at 10 years, I don't think it's too soon to talk about really with a discussion with them being in nostalgia.
It makes sense to bring these up. I mean, like you said, their birthday is coming up in January. So yeah, it makes sense to talk about these. One thing I also wanted to reiterate, the characters on the card, it was absolutely amazing. I loved the boxes on these. I love the drawings of the wrestlers behind the figure. I thought this was some of the best packaging that anybody has ever done. I'm not going to say it's the best, but between the drawing of the on the back, this is absolutely some of the best packaging that anybody has ever done.
I agree with you, Jeff, and that's a great point to wrap back around on to what we had mentioned in the introduction of the Mattel Legends. The artwork on the front and the back definitely makes a firm argument for keeping these mint on card because the drawings of the wrestlers are beautiful. And I'll tell you, up on my wall, they pop because you see the beautiful artwork of the wrestler and then you see the amazing figure that's inside the bubble and it makes it like a total package. We talk about Retrofest being the best packaging ever in the history of wrestling figures. I'm going to put Mattel Legends up there as well. It's absolutely beautiful.
And one other thing that I loved is instead of just showing the figure on the back, Like, they could have just said, okay, also in this line is Ricky Steamboat, Dusty Rhodes, Sergeant Slaughter. They actually had a cartoon drawing of the people in the back. And I thought that was awesome, too. It wasn't just like a generic picture in the back.
Yeah, it definitely a strong offering from Mattel all around, from the artwork on the car to the display of the figure to the figures themselves. Mattel really brought it with the Legends line.
Scott, that rounds out episode 190. We are marching our way on to 200.
The grand road to 200. Who'd have thunk it, Jeff? Just two kids that grew up collecting wrestling figures. And here we are, still two kids, talking about wrestling figures. And our podcast is almost 200 episodes old. I would have never imagined it at episode one.
I still like how you said last week, our older brothers played with guns. We played with wrestling figures.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We never took a liking to hunting or wanting to shoot guns. But wrestling figures, man, play with those all day.
It's funny, too, because like our older brothers are from our dad's first marriage. And then Scott and I are from, you know, our parents, mom and dad right now. And it's funny how opposite we are from Keith and Kevin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're way better looking.
I wouldn't go that far, but...
Well, okay. I'm way better looking.
Okay. I'll accept that.
I can drink way more than them.
Is that something to be proud of?
Squat says yes.
Magic squat ball says yes.
Yeah. I shook the magic squat ball. It said yes.
Magic squat Jaeger ball says yes.
Yeah. That sounds like a great drink.
Everyone, I want you guys to go over and check out Wrestling Toy Tracker. Actually, I was using them for the Freddie Blassie. They said the average Freddie Blassie loose LJN, and they kind of average it by, what'd they say, about a 7 rating?
Yeah, about a 7.
About a 7? That's how I was judging the Freddie Blassie that I picked up at StarCast. So Wrestling Toy Tracker said that it was $39 with the accessory. I picked it up for $15 with the accessory. So got a fair value on that one. So I was more than happy to pick up that Freddie Blassie. So go check out Wrestling Toy Tracker to kind of get your average gauge of Hasbro's, Retro's, and LJN's. And Scott, they just hinted out Galoob's are going to be coming to their site.
Very cool. We had kind of discussed that last week. You had said Remco's. I said maybe Galoob's. That's a great call. I love that he's going Galoob's.
It was a hint. It was a hint. He said, if only there was a place where you could find the fair market value for Galoob's. And he kind of put the picture of the Galoob's down below.
Ah.
Yep.
Can't wait. So,
I know. Scott, Eagle Moss.
Yeah, guys, if you're not subscribed to Eagle Moss yet, jump on it. You can give them a follow on Twitter at @HeroCollector_. These are the guys that are doing those killer WWE statues. They're releasing one or two a month. You subscribe to their service, they're going to send the figures or the statues directly to you. And when you subscribe, you're in the hopper to get that ring. You are going to get the display ring when you subscribe. So definitely go check them out. My favorite so far is the Finn Balor. I've put pictures up on my Twitter, which, by the way, I'm not really on Twitter much anymore. So if you hit me up and I don't respond, please don't take it personally. I'm just not on there as much as I used to be. Jeff is really kind of taken over the Fully Posable Twitter, and that's kind of our primary now. So if you have anything for me, just kind of run it through the Fully Posable Twitter. I'll be sure to get back to you. Jeff's really good at communicating to me when there's correspondence. But if you're not checking out HeroCollector_ on Twitter, go take a look at my Twitter, and I've got pictures up of the Finn Balor. I did a few close-ups on him, and you can zoom in on those pictures. Just see the amazing detail they put into that statue. It's incredible. They've got a lot more names coming out later this year. They're not expensive. That's one of the best parts. And as Jeff says, these are kind of like desktop displays. You put these things on your desk, people are going to talk about them. And when you subscribe, you're going to get the ring to display them all in, which, if you're a wrestling figure collector, got to have at least one ring in your collection, right? Why not have them for your statues? So definitely go give them a look on Twitter again at @HeroCollector_.
And Scott, I want to throw it back to our podcast buddies. I want to throw it back to Breaker and Bane. In fact, Bane did another one, man. One take Bane. He was able to put together something for our main event. And this is a little backstory. We had hard drives, Scott, what are they? You're in IT. It's external hard drives. Thank you.
Oh, an external. Okay.
Yeah. Way to be there for me, Scott.
You got it, dude. Glad I could help.
One of our external hard drives went down. We talked about the computer. We talked about episode 188. Well, one of our external hard drives went down and we lost a lot of our sound clips on there. So I asked Bane if he would be able to whip something together for the main event that we did last week. And in one take, Bane did it, dude.
The dude's just so talented. Is there anything that Big Underscore Bane can't do? And he literally is one take Bane. Listen to our outro song. That's Bane. The dude's incredible.
He's amazing, man. He was able to put that together. And I asked him in the morning and he had it to me, I think by lunchtime or something like that. Dude, it was fast. Nice. That's all I know. Yeah, it was awesome.
Thank you, Bane. So
I want to thank Bane and I want to thank Brian Breaker just because he's awesome.
He is.
Yes. So check out Breaker and Bane's Power Hour. Doing the favor, guys. Barry, I wish I could have met you at StarCast. You guys got there right as we were leaving. So to go eat Tex-Mex, Scott.
Wow. That's awesome. Chicago's Tex-Mex, from what I hear. They're known for it.
So, Barry, sorry I didn't get to meet you, but it was awesome meeting Eric, talking to him, shooting the stuff with him. It's funny, him and I talk in the DMs all the time about fantasy sports, baseball, podcasting, and then we get to Chicago and we talk about fantasy sports, wrestling, podcasting, baseball, just everything under the sun. So it was cool hanging out with Eric, man. It was like seeing a long lost friend. But it was a long lost friend that you had never met before, seen in person. So it was great, dude. Next time you've got to be there to meet them.
I would love to.
Absolutely. Steve at the PPW podcast. Dude, I forgot to tell you this part. So rewind a little bit. I pick up the Daryl apparel and we tell Steve about it as we're heading to All Out. And Steve's laughing because we got Daryl apparel for our Daryls. And he goes, this is what people that don't have kids spend their money on.
He's 100% correct. He is absolutely right.
I was all, hey, these are our kids too. And I love my Daryl apparel, dude.
If I had a little El Hijo.
You had to bring Hijo back to the show, didn't you?
Oh, you knew Hijo was coming back this week, especially when you didn't eat pizza. Hijo was doing a front kick on the door. He was showing up.
Oh, way to bring that back, dude. Way to bring that back. But anyways, as I said, we got to see Steve quite a bit and meeting Eric. So if you get a chance, listen to the PPW podcast. Love Eric. Love Steve. Those guys do great work. We talk about him every week, but Marty and Sarah, we saw them the past week. I felt bad because we were hanging out at their table and we just kept chatting with them. And I was like, oh yeah, we got to step aside and let people come to the table.
Yeah. You know, you're digging into their merch money, man.
Yeah, I know. We're just hogging the whole table up, you know, they've got to make money, man. So anyways, anytime you ever see Marty and Sarah around, please, please help them out. Pick up some merch from them, please. Jeff Palmacchione is Not Your Mama's Soap Opera and The Cassatt Show. Please give those guys a listen. Scott, who do you got on roll call?
Figure photographers this week, Jeff. First up, Jarell's Collection. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Jarell. That's J-E-R-E-L Collection.
Good guy.
Yeah. No, he's an awesome guy. Next up, Armbar Figures. And you can give him a follow on Twitter at Armbar Figs. And last but certainly not least this week, Jeff, Nerdy Collector. You alluded to him earlier. He got the Jeff Hardy autograph. And you can give him a follow on Twitter at Nerdy Collector. But instead of the C's, insert the K's. So K-O-L-L-E-K-T-O-R. And I normally started off with Jason Wolf, Jeff, but I kind of saved him for last this week because I'm in touch with Jason Wolf.
Did you guys get in a fight?
Dude, come on. Can anybody fight with Jason Wolf? Like,
you got in a fight with him?
Will you stop? Who's going to fight with Jason Wolf? He is nobody. Like the most... Nobody, exactly. He's the most awesome dude. I was in touch with him this past week. We may have no less than three new shirts in the hopper. We haven't had any in a while. We need to get you guys more shirts to wear. We need to come up with some killer designs. So I am in touch with Jason Wolf on making those designs for us. One of them, Jeff, yes, indeed, will be Series 3. So if you got your name on the list for Series 3, rest assured, Jeff and I will be reaching out to you within the next couple of weeks to get your information, and Jason Wolf will create his magic and make a Series 3 with you, if you're on the list, as a Hasbro. If you want to give Jason a follow, which all of you should, give him a look on Twitter at JasonWLF. If you need artwork done, he's your guy. He's our guy. He could be your guy, too. If you need artwork, definitely go check him out. And Jeff, that rounds out Roll Call.
What designs do we have going on in the hopper besides Series 3?
I tipped my hand on Series 3, and that's all you're going to get this week. You'll have to stay tuned on the other two. But they are coming soon.
I don't even know what they are. What are we doing?
Come on, man.
What?
You are sick. Pay attention.
I am a little heated over here. Not because I'm angry. No, literally, I'm overheating over here.
I'll remind you after the show.
Okay, thanks.
Are you showing your age?
I am, actually. My director called me old the other day.
Wow.
He's all, man, you're looking a little old. I was all, yeah, working here has really done that to me.
Yeah. You've aged me, sir. Now get my cane.
I'm gonna hobble out of here.
Turn me east.
Oh, if anybody can message us from where that reference is from, I will send you something.
A virtual fist bump.
Yes. So, Scott, for episode 190, anything else?
Fig life since 2016. R.I.P. Schmitty, and happy toy hunting.
Thank you to everyone for listening to episode 190. Hashtag Fig Life. Adios.
Yeah. Fully posable. Let's go. Jeff and Scott, the Tomb Brothers, busting out the ring. But we don't take it out the box, M.O.C. Happy toy hunting, we'll see you next week. We're the OGs of WFP. Fully Posable, thank you all for listening. It ain't no storyline, real life siblings. So everybody go and do your toy spotting. Hashtag Fig Life, adios from the Kings.